Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Friday, the 29th of May, 2026, at 9:30 Israel time, 6:30 UTC. Netanyahu orders IDF to seize 70% of Gaza as US-Iran truce awaits Trump approval. May 29th, 0630 UTC, 0930 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line up front, Prime Minister Netanyahu has directed the military to expand control of Gaza to 70%, a move that breaks well beyond the existing truce terms. The order came as overnight strikes killed at least 3 Palestinians in Khan Yunis and wounded others in Gaza City, bringing the 2-day toll to 16. On the diplomatic track, the US and Iran reached a memorandum of understanding for a 60-day ceasefire extension and nuclear talks, but the framework still awaits President Trump's approval. Vice President Vance described the state of play as not there yet, but close, while Trump called the Iranians very good negotiators. The deal faces Republican opposition and could still collapse. Meanwhile, Israel severed ties with UN Secretary General Guterres after the UN added the IDF to a blacklist for conflict-related sexual violence, and CENTCOM dismissed an Iranian claim of downing a US aircraft near Bushehr as complete falsehood and propaganda. Now turning to the regional sections. In Lebanon, Israeli airstrikes across the south killed at least 14 people, including in Sidon, ahead of diplomatic talks in Washington. The IDF issued evacuation warnings for several villages, including Ain Kana, and reports indicated an Israeli incursion near Jaidiyat Marjayun. Hezbollah claimed multiple drone and artillery attacks on Israeli positions, triggering sirens in Misgav Am and Margaliot in the Upper Galilee. The group also dismissed Israeli claims regarding the Karaun Dam as fabricated pretext for a potential new attack, warning of dangerous escalation in Gaza beyond the 70% directive. The details on the ground are grim. An Israeli drone struck a police post in the Al-Mawasi area, west of Khan Yunis, killing at least 3 and wounding several others. More casualties were reported near agricultural greenhouses in Al-Qarara and in Gaza City. Civil defense crews evacuated 5 wounded after a fire erupted in warehouses on Al-Yarmouk Street following an Israeli attack. In the West Bank, Palestinian herders filed a high court petition against the IDF's confiscation of water tankers in a Bedouin hamlet, demanding the military provide for humanitarian needs as residents can no longer sustain themselves or their livestock. On the multilateral track, Israel's severing of ties with the UN chief was accompanied by Ambassador Dannon's statement that we are done with this Secretary General, calling the blacklisting decision shameful. Separately, the US House version of the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act includes provisions to further integrate US and Israeli militaries. Moving across the wider region, 2 civilians from the Al-Marshidiyah community were killed and 4 injured in a sectarian attack by unidentified gunmen on a motorcycle in western Hama, Syria. In Al-Raqqa City, tension is rising with calls for demonstrations after reports that authorities are pursuing security personnel involved in arresting a tribal militia leader. And President Trump threatened to blow up Oman if it gets involved in the dispute over shipping access to the Strait of Hormuz. Elsewhere, London's Metropolitan Police are investigating a resurfaced video showing a man accosting actress Helen Mirren, calling her an evil Zionist bitch, as a possible hate crime. In Romania, a Russian drone struck an apartment building in Galati near the Ukrainian border, injuring 2 people. And Mexico's government backed a constitutional amendment to annul election results over foreign interference, a move critics say could undermine the electoral process. Moving to the analysis, First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic operations has accelerated sharply. In the prior window, the dominant story was the US-Iran exchange and the IDF's expanding Lebanon ground offensive. Now, Netanyahu's Gaza order represents a qualitative escalation that breaks the truce framework. While the US-Iran dynamic has pivoted from active hostilities to a tentative diplomatic off-ramp, the protagonist set has shifted. The US and Iran are moving toward de-escalation, but Israel is unilaterally escalating on the Gaza front, decoupling its actions from the broader diplomatic track. Hezbollah's attacks remain persistent, but have not escalated in scale, suggesting a deliberate calibration to avoid triggering a full-scale Israeli response while maintaining pressure. On the information environment, the Israeli government is pushing a narrative of unilateral military victory, with Netanyahu framing the 70% seizure as a start, signalling that the truce is merely a pause for territorial expansion. This wins domestically but isolates Israel internationally. The US is pushing a narrative of diplomatic success, but Republican opposition and Trump's own hedging reveal a fragile consensus. Iran is simultaneously projecting defiance through the Strait of Hormuz incidents and the false Downing claim and diplomatic reasonableness, a dual-track strategy aimed at maximizing leverage. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian claims of lawful interdiction are contradicted by unofficial IRGC channels reporting warning shots. While CENTCOM's blanket denial leaves the exact nature of the explosions unexplained. And the synthesis, Netanyahu's Gaza expansion order is not merely a military operation but a deliberate political move to sabotage the US-Iran truce by forcing a wedge between Washington and its partners. By escalating in Gaza while the US seeks to de-escalate with Iran, Netanyahu is betting the administration will be unable to pressure Israel without jeopardizing the Iran deal, which requires Israeli acquiescence on sanctions relief. The UN blacklisting provides a convenient pretext to dismiss international criticism as biased. A counter-reading is that the expansion is a limited short-term operation to improve Israel's bargaining position, But the explicit 70% target and the START rhetoric suggest an open-ended territorial ambition that goes beyond leverage, making the sabotage thesis more compelling. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Watch for a Sentinel, one pass over southern Lebanon around 1530 UTC today for evidence of IDF ground incursion near Jaydeidah Marjioun and Ain Kana. Monitor flight radar 24 for any US military surveillance aircraft operating over the Strait of Hormuz in the next 24 hours. And review the Telegram channel War Monitors for any imagery of the reported Iranian naval warning shots. Looking at the status quo lens, within 48 hours the IDF will announce it has reached 70% territorial control of the Gaza Strip. Before the end of the 60-day truce period, the US and Iran will hold at least one formal negotiating session on Iran's nuclear program. And the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, with low confidence, within 24 hours Hezbollah will launch a significant rocket barrage of more than 50 rockets at northern Israel in response to the Gaza expansion. With low confidence, within 72 hours, the US will impose new sanctions on Israeli individuals or entities involved in the Gaza expansion, signaling a major rift. And with low confidence, within 48 hours, Iran will announce it has resumed uranium enrichment to 60% purity, citing the lack of final US approval for the truce. That concludes this sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.